Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Felix, the only pet insurance plan just for cats, with plans starting at under $1 per day and as unique as your cat. You'll love them, and you can't imagine living without them. And as each and every one of your fur babies rubs against your leg, go ahead and tell them the exciting news. Felix Cat Insurance offers whisker-to-tail protection, the kind of protection that you both, or should we say all, deserve. Whether you've got an indoor cat, an outdoor cat, or they're a little of both, Felix Cat Insurance has you covered. Our curated cat insurance plans were designed to meet the special needs of your feline family members. Accidents, illnesses, cancer, diabetes, emergency care, alternative therapies, hereditary conditions, exam fees, and much more. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio, getting you all set and all ready for the weekend. I hope you had a great week. I hope you had a good night. Hope you're all set for the weekend. I'm going to be rolling with you for one more hour. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. We've had a busy night. There's been so much that's gone on. Before we went to break, told you about Jalen Brunson. Tonight for the New York Knicks, he dropped a career high 50 points. He was perfect from downtown, 9 of 9 from 3. And the New York Knicks, they go out there and they beat the Phoenix Suns. In Phoenix, 139 to 122. Hell of a performance. Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs, they beat the Lakers tonight. No Anthony Davis. So San Antonio Spurs actually win a game after snapping. And by winning the game, they snap an 18-game losing streak. The Spurs win 129 to 115. So we've had some interest in basketball games tonight. We've had a busy, busy week. We've had a busy, busy day. We've had a busy show. We've talked about everything from some of the social issues in San Francisco, maybe slowing down free agents from going there. We've talked about some of the football games we have on Saturday, Minnesota, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh at the Colts, Denver at Detroit. That's the primetime game, the primetime matchup. And so we've gone up and down and round the world. It has been a busy night. It's been a busy week, especially when you start rolling into holiday time. NFL is getting ready for playoffs. The NBA has been hot thanks to the tournament. It's been hot for some other reasons, guys beating each other up. Getting ready for college bowl season. It's a good time in a sports calendar where you can just kind of sit back and expect something to be on. And then, of course, yes, we also have Major League Baseball hot stove. So it's a good time to be a sports fan. If you want to talk to me here in this hour, you can go ahead and hit me up. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A little bit of a news flash. This is going to be the last Friday that you hear from me in 2023. After Thursday, I'm doing what most people do. I'm going to try to disappear for a little while. And so I know things kind of get wild and crazy here on a Friday night. This will be the last one for 2023. I won't be back on a Friday until 2024. And I can say the same thing hanging out here with Shep. Shep, what do we got? 2 weeks left in this year?
Yeah, JR. It went by too fast, man. It really did.
The year or the month?
Both.
You want to turn back the hands of time?
I mean, I wouldn't mind. I legitimately, genuinely enjoy working with you. So if there's that possibility, I would take it. Yes.
If I could turn back the hands of time, I would go back to the year. I don't know. What's a good year?
Wasn't 2020.
Hell no. No, I'm thinking further back. No,
but it was a good year for CBS because it got you full time.
The 2020?
Yeah. That's when the JR Sport Brief came into existence. So 2020 wasn't all that bad. We know it was horrific for a plethora of reasons, but there was that silver lining.
There was no sports. I took the job, and then like a week, like not even a week, a month later, it's just like, hey, there's no sports.
Yeah, but in fairness, people then got to see even more of your personality, right?
Touche. Yeah. A lot of people wouldn't be able to do what I did. I know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm trying to think of a good. If I could go back to a year, I don't know.
Well, I mean, midnight
2001 sucked.
Okay, what about mid-90s? You had the Yankees who were up and coming. You had the Cowboys who were still a dynasty at the time.
Man,
you
I ain't think about Bulls. No damn sports.
Oh, you're thinking about it from a personal.
I ain't think about
lens.
No damn sports, man. Okay, what's wrong with you?
Got it. Well,
you think I live my life according to what happened in 1994 and 96 and 99?
Yeah, what was I thinking, JR Sport Brief? I'm sorry. I didn't know your life didn't involve sports.
Yeah, come on, man. I ain't think about that. It's like, oh, yeah, well, I can think about what happened in 2001. It stunk. I don't care.
Okay, so if you look back in the 30-plus years of your life, what was the best year of it?
The best year?
Yeah.
I don't know. Take me to, I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Well, I've never asked you this before.
Every year comes with a challenge.
Right.
When you're a kid, you don't want to be in school. You know, I don't know. Maybe when I left school.
Gotcha.
2003, something like that.
You know, it's funny, and I know people can relate to this. JR, I know you can as well. The idea of not having to be responsible financially for yourself and your only job is to learn and be with your friends. Like, man, did I wish I appreciated that time of my life a little more.
You want to go back to school?
If I could go back and do high school again, I'd do it over in a heartbeat.
You know what I need to do? And this should be easily obtainable here in Atlanta.
What's that?
I just got to find me a sugar mama. Problem solved. Just find me. I need to find me somebody who's about, I don't know, let's say 15 years older than me, well-established, you know, handles some business, and she handles the bills. Why not?
Is Kerry Washington single?
Kerry Washington is from the Bronx, New York. She lives in California now. She's not here in Atlanta.
It doesn't matter. Between your guys' success, between the two of you, you guys can very well have a private plane.
Two Bronx people get together?
Let me tell you something. Kerry Washington, there's such thing as, like, you know, everyone has like that list, like, of who Uh-oh. They would.
Hey, don't you got a partner? Relax. She's gonna kick you out.
She would understand if it's Kerry Washington.
You think?
I know.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's Kerry Washington.
All right.
Halle Berry, same stratosphere.
Listen, that's.
Yeah.
I could find somebody here who's quiet and established. They don't need to be no Hollywood person.
But do they give you the same type of butterflies that a Kerry Washington
a butterfly
and a Halle Berry would?
Have you seen what some of the women look like down here?
I have not, no.
Oof. They look like Halle Berry and Catman. The women down here are beautiful.
Really?
Oh my, yeah, what?
Should have taken you up on coming to Atlanta sooner.
Yeah, I told you, come to Cheetah, man. I mean,
kidding.
It's a different type of woman at the Cheetah, but.
Right.
A little younger, a little, well. I could say naked on the radio, right?
Of course you can.
Yeah, they're younger and naked. They're not sugar mamas. You're not gonna find a sugar mama at the Cheetah. You're not.
Yeah.
May find. Never mind. Let me slow down. If you're a sugar mother, if you are a sugar mama in Atlanta, and I know there's a sugar mama listening, just hit me up. I'm looking for a sugar mama to pay my bills. There you go, shut. Is that fine? I said that okay?
Yeah, this really is your last Friday in 2023, I take it.
Well, it is. It'll be my last Friday.
You're shooting your shot. I respect that.
Am I shooting my shot? I'm not shooting my shot.
Any word on, JR's love life? You barely broached that ever.
No, there is no word.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the cigar bar and look for a sugar mama.
Okay.
I just sat here on the radio and told all the sugar mamas in Atlanta to hit me up.
Right.
And they're all out right now. We got a big concert tonight at shout outs to all my people at Winterfest. They're hanging out at Winterfest. They're going to Sweet Lounge. They're going to Cheetah and Magic City. They're having all types of fun around Atlanta without me. Shout outs to all my folks at V103. So yeah, nah, there's a big old sugar mama alert, Shep. You want one too?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay, I got the real thing, and I'm sure you
real thing.
Yeah, we're
your
like
girlfriend is 15, 20 years older than you?
No, not that kind of real thing. Okay. You know, I have a relationship where there's not to say there's not mutual respect if you have a sugar mama or a sugar daddy, but we balance each other out very nicely. We're the same age, 37 years old, so.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
It's nice. Well, if you ever want a sugar mama down here, just let me know, okay?
I appreciate that, JR. Thank
Find
you, man.
One easy.
See, that's just like you. Always thinking about other people, man. That's why you're a beautiful human being.
Oh, I try my best. I try my best. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Y'all open things up. If you're a sugar mama in Florida, maybe Birmingham. I ain't going past Birmingham. And maybe not Chattanooga. No thanks. Anyway, let's talk to Paul. He's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Paul?
Hello, JR. This is the first time caller, Paul. Now, can I talk to you about Spanos? What he did when he left this town, San Diego, he didn't tell the newspaper. He didn't say thank you to the city or nothing. And so because of that, San Diego is pretty a chill town. You can walk around, but if you're wearing a Chargers t-shirt or a Chargers jersey, you're going to get your ass whooped.
Whoa. People in San Diego are nice, man.
They're nice, and I'm walking my dog, and people are driving by, and they're honking, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? Is it because I'm a white guy, or what the deal is going on? Oh, it's because I got a Chargers shirt on.
Yeah. There's a lot of but there's still a lot of fans of the Chargers in San Diego.
Well, girls can, you know, wear their
girls,
jerseys and stuff.
Don't be disrespectful. You know. I know I was talking about sugar mamas, but don't be worse than me.
Oh, I got to find me a sugar mama down in Atlanta.
Whoa, you sound like a sugar daddy, Paul. Relax, okay? It's not a sugar mama for you.
Hey, you guys are great, man.
All right, thank
you. I got chafed down there. Okay, I'll let you go now.
All right, thank you. Did he say he got chafed down there? What did he say? I don't know what he said. He sounded too old to find a sugar mama. His sugar mama would have to be 90 years old. 855-212-4CBS. Matthew's calling from Detroit. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, JR, how you doing? It's been a while since we talked. How you doing?
I'm good. When is the last time we spoke? I don't know.
I think the last time we talked, we were going through a White Castle driveway, and I told you Harbaugh should call his own number and blitz Ryan Day, which was a little absurd.
Okay. You want to have a conversation on the radio now? Go ahead before I get tired.
All right. I want to talk about the Pistons. You know, again, they expanded their losing streak to 22 games.
Yeah.
You know, it's real unfortunate, but I think there's one guy, if they bring in, they may be able to turn around that losing streak and maybe make a run at, like, the third pick in the draft. And I don't know if you remember him, but Cameron Crutleg played for Loyola Chicago. He's got potential. He's 24 years old. He's good in the paint. And the Pistons are really lacking a center. So I think he'd be a really good add for him to give Cade Cunningham somebody to sort of pick and pop with.
You mean
somebody
to tell me Frosty the Snowman is not available?
Cameron Crutleg from Loyola Chicago.
Okay.
You know, he gets some fans in the seats. You know, you remember Sister Jean, right?
Sister Jean would be a great sugar mama. Listen, man, ain't nobody got time for you and no nonsense. Sister Jean could do a better job. They could wheel her out there, and she could help the Pistons win a game. These guys have lost 22 in a row. They got Monty Williams, basically gave this dude an $80 million contract, and they suck. They got too many guards. It's a sad situation. There's nothing I can say about the Pistons but to continue to update you on their losing streak and then at some point go, oh, my God, they finally won a game. That's really the extent. Daniel's calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm excellent. How you doing?
It looks like I'm going to be coming to Atlanta for the Cheetahs.
You're coming to Atlanta for the what?
I'm going to be coming to Atlanta to come to the Cheetahs. That place you just said now.
Oh, Club Cheetah? Oh, my God. You're going to come to Cheetah?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to get in trouble with your family?
No, I'm not going to. No. I'm just going to check it out. It's I'm just going to check it out, right?
You could check whatever you want out. That doesn't mean your family's going to approve.
That's right. So I'm just going to check it out, right?
Make sure you bring Shep with you, okay?
Okay.
bring dollar bills, a lot of them.
A lot of dollar bills? Okay.
I'm
going to tell them I'm an Uber driver too, so they know.
So what? What's that supposed? What is, if you tell a stripper you're an Uber driver, what's that supposed to do?
Oh, they know I make money.
Oh, they know you make money. Okay. Well, you going to give them a ride home after their shift? Okay.
That's right. Free of charge.
You're going to give the strippers free ride. Okay. Hey, that should be. Do you have an Uber code? Do you have an Uber code for strippers? Is it free rides with you?
No, that's going to be on me. That's going to be my personal code.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. I'm glad that you're very business minded. I'm happy for you.
So, you know about the Chicago Bears. You know, the way I think about it is like I think they should keep Justin Fields, get the coach, remain the coach, and fire the offensive coordinator, and build a lot of players around Justin Fields. Everything is going to be all right. That's the way I feel.
Well, that is certainly a possibility. I mean, there's a lot of conversation about, you know, what's going to happen the rest of the year. Do they get him? Mm-hmm. Do they get help in the draft? Do you get a quarterback? I think the next few games are going to help us out there. And they're gonna take on the Browns. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in that one.
We're going to beat the Browns, you know. We're going for the win.
Okay. All right. It's not like you got to face Deshaun Watson out there. So, I mean, I'm not going to argue.
That's right. You know. So I'm gonna try to call you before you go on your vacation.
All right. Well, my vacation will start, Thursday will be my last day, and then I'm going to disappear for a while.
Okay. I'll make sure I call Thursday so that I can send you a sugar mommy, too.
You're going to send me a sugar mommy? Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
From Chicago.
You're going to send me – do I need to pick her up in Chicago, or are you going to send it here to Georgia?
No, I'm just going to send it from Chicago. You tell me where you want to meet her. Then I'm just going to send it to you.
Okay. Make sure you fly her first class. I need her happy when she gets here, okay?
That's right. Then it's going to drive. It's going to take Uber from the airport to your house.
Oh, well, thank you, Dan. Appreciate you. You drive safe, okay?
Okay. Thank you, the man of respect.
All right. Thank you. I sound like a man of respect. He's sending women to my house. Hey, relax, man. Stop it. It's not fun. That's not nice. Not nice stuff. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I want to give you a quick recap on what has been a crazy week in the world of sports. We've seen punches. We've seen guys getting chased down for balls. We have seen guys get fired. We've seen $700 million contracts. We have had a wild, wild week. And we've had a lot of crazy commentary to go along with it. We're going to hear some of it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, that's sweet. See, life is all about balance. When I'm not going to colleges and universities talking about media and how not to be a jerk with Special Olympics, I'm on the radio talking about, sugar mamas. Life is all about balance, I guess. Anyway, it's time to take a look at who's got home field advantage this weekend in our NCAA football preview, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott. Fairfield by Marriott is the official hotel partner of the NCAA. With over 1,000 locations around the country, you'll always have home field advantage. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your stay. We know it's bowl season. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, in less than 12 hours, I think I'm going to make my way over to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and check out the Cricket Celebration Bowl. We're going to see two HBCUs going at it. We're going to see Howard take on FAMU. Shout-outs to everybody representing Howard from D.C. and everybody representing FAMU down in Tallahassee. Let me tell you something. I think the Rattlers are going to beat Howard's ass. That's just me. So shout-outs to everybody participating here in Atlanta at the Cricket Celebration Bowl. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That is going to be on Saturday. We have had a busy, busy week. And let's walk through some of the things that took place. Draymond Green punching Yusuf Nurkic, swinging wildly, and now he's suspended indefinitely. But I'm never going to forget when Draymond Green tried to explain it away as hunting for a foul. Listen to this crap.
He was pulling my hip, and I was swinging away to sell the car. Made contact with him. As you know, I'm not one to apologize for things I meant to do, but I do apologize to you, sir, because I didn't intend to hit him. I sell cars with my arms. I don't fall or to sell a car. I'm not a flopper. So I was just selling the car because he was grabbing me and pulling my hip back. So I spun away, and unfortunately, I hit him. And so, like I said, I apologize to you, Seth, because I didn't intend to hit him.
Okay. So I guess when he goes to counseling or whatever he's going to work on, that they'll try to help him to not be a Pinocchio. And that wasn't even the wildest thing that took place. It was pretty wild because it was Draymond. I don't think I've ever seen Giannis as mad as he was this week. This man goes out there and drops a franchise record, 64 points for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Pacers allegedly take the game ball. They don't give him back the game ball. He's running to the back to retrieve it like a crazy person. He's running back out onto the court to retrieve it. And then they finally give him a ball, and he's just like, I don't even know if it was the real game ball. And this man lost his mind. Listen to Giannis.
I have the ball, but I don't know if it's a game ball. It doesn't feel like the game ball to me. It feels like a brand new ball. Like I can tell, you know, from I played, 35 minutes today. You know, I know how the game ball felt. You know, the ball that I have, which I'll take and I'll give it to my mom for sure. But I don't know if it's actually the game balls, but it's okay. You know, I should continue. I don't even have the game ball from, which hurts me. I don't have the game ball from game 6 in the NBA Finals. I don't have the game ball from that either.
Yeah, enough of Giannis with the ball gate. The man is upset about the. It's like, man, you got all these balls. Like, relax. It's one of the greatest players of all time. Like, okay, you got a ball. It's. Anyway, be upset about anything else. I can't wait for them to take on the Pacers. At least they got something to beef about now. And then we had Shohei Ohtani. The man accepted a $700 million offer last Saturday. He was introduced to the media with the Dodgers on Thursday. And Shohei Ohtani, he was asked, why the hell did you join the Dodgers? I don't know what the hell he said. I had to listen to his interpreter. Let's listen.
もちろんワールドシリーズ勝つことですし、僕自身まだポストシーズンは行ったことがないので、まずレギュラーシーズン、そこを目指したいですし、その先にワールドシリーズで勝つっていうのを目標にしたいなと思ってます。
Yeah, of course, the biggest goal is to win that World Series. And personally, I have not experienced the playoffs yet, so that's one of the goals, too. Make sure we make the postseason, then the World Series after.
Yeah, he's talking to the Dodgers TV network. Felt like I was watching one of the old films. Shohei is like, man, I know how to speak English, but I ain't going to bother. I don't need people thinking that I'm fluent. But Jung-Hoo Lee, he signed with the Giants today, and he spoke English. He comes from South Korea. He wants to let people know that, yeah, I'm here for fun. Listen to this guy.
Hello, Giants. My name is Jung-Hoo Lee, grandson of the wind from Korea. First, I would like to thank the Johnson family, Larry, Farhan, and Pete. Also, special thank you my lawyer, Scott Bras, and Bras Corporation.
Man, you would think Scott is Scott Boras like threatening people in back rooms? Does he got like a secret cult? He has every big superstar. It's like, you want some money, you got to go to him. Oh, this is some wild stuff. Well, congratulations to Jung-Hoo Lee. Let's see if he is a slap hitter or whether he's actually going to be worth a damn in Major League Baseball. They're paying him enough money, about $132 million over the next 6 years. He's not afraid of San Francisco. He's just going to take all of their money. And then, of course, somebody who's going to get paid the lead. This is not hilarious because it sucks when somebody loses their job. But how about Brandon Staley? That was big news over the past week, and it just happened last night. His team loses. The Chargers lose 63-21. And Brandon Staley, after the game, is asked about his job security. And then he got fired. Listen to this.
Do you expect to be the coach here tomorrow?
I don't know that.
Do you think you should be?
Yes.
Why?
I know that what I've done here for 3 years, and I know what I put into this, and you know, I know that we're capable of going. I know the type of coach that I am. I believe in myself. But again, this isn't about me. This is about a group that's hurting in there. We got to get some rest, and we got to get ready for Buffalo.
Wow. And then he got fired. He got fired. Like, when you got to stand there in the NFL as a coach and defend your merit, that's never a good sign. What a wild week. Shep, what do you think was – Draymond had to have been the biggest story. Would you say so?
Probably, just because people have scored 64 recently, especially in the pace of the NBA today. A lot of people anticipated Ohtani going to the Dodgers, and he hadn't spoken yet. And when he does speak, it's tough to understand him because most people don't know Japanese. No disrespect to Shohei. We don't really take a lot from his translator. And then, honestly, the individual that you talk about, JR, I don't think Jung-Hoo Lee, am I getting that right? Like, I don't think a lot of people are paying attention to him. We don't really – hardcore baseball fans are. So people are fascinated by Draymond because Draymond is a very strong personality. He's a four-time champion. He's a Hall of Famer, whether we want to admit it or not. I know a lot of people don't want to admit that, but he is. But the NBA has never dealt with someone this out of control. And they've had a lot of out-of-control characters. Middle World Peace, Dennis Rodman, to name a couple. The NBA hasn't seen someone like Draymond Green yet. So
well, you know what?
Yeah.
You said that that's the biggest story. How could I leave this one out?
John Morant.
John Morant spoke to the media today.
Right.
And John Morant, we know he was punished because of the guns and then the guns again, or maybe not the gun. We do know that he's in civil proceedings right now for punching that 17-year-old on his property because of a pickup basketball game. And John Morant, he said, man, yeah, I went to therapy, and the therapy helped me out. Listen to John Morant.
Therapy. Learning from, you know, me, obviously, I feel like I learned some stuff about myself that, you know, I didn't during that, you know, process. Very eye-opening. Kind of gave me a new look, you know, on life with, you know, how I go about my days, how, you know, I carry myself, you know, just being grateful and thankful, you know, that I'm, you know, still here and in the position that I'm in.
Okay. Yeah, John Morant will be back on Tuesday. And then we had the Connors play each other, too, in the NHL. So there you go. There's your hockey reference. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to some of your calls before I have to roll out. It's my last Friday here. It's our last Friday.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you every night. In the whole hospital that I work at, I got 50 guys listening to you. I walk around this hospital now, and all I hear is JR.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over the country, all over North America. And especially, yes, to those folks working in the hospitals taking care of folks. I'm just trying to keep you entertained, while you're out there looking out for other people, okay? 855-212-4CBS is the number before we get ready to roll out. It's the last Friday of the year for the show. I ain't going to be here next Friday, so you can forget about it. And then, you know, as we went to break, I was thinking about this. We took a look at some of the biggest stories over the past week. Shohei Ohtani, Draymond Green. You know, Brandon Staley getting fired. How the hell could I forget Zion Williamson? Like, it was only a couple of days ago that he was just being destroyed for being fat. Like, just, that's it. And he did come back to play basketball tonight. I know he missed the last game with an ankle after he scored that 36 points after Stephen A. Smith called him fat. The Pelicans beat the Hornets tonight, 112 to 107. Zion Williamson had 21 points and 11 rebounds. Good for him. It's a good production. Paul is calling from San Francisco. I wonder if he's using that poop app. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Hilarious. Hey, so 1975, I'm a junior at San Diego State. That's where I want to go back to. And I was on the basketball team.
Okay. Then, how many points were you averaging?
0.4. But then the first night I heard you guys were talking about brushing your teeth, Shannon Sharp. And I kind of got into that because I brushed my teeth 4 or 5 times a day.
Hold, what? Wait. The first time you heard who and what?
You guys. You were talking about brushing teeth, Shannon Sharp.
What was the context? I have a good memory. I don't remember that.
It was like 3 weeks ago. It was the first night. Maybe it wasn't you guys. It was the first night.
Yeah, hold on a second. Shep, what the hell is this guy talking about?
I'm not sure. He was down very informed about, you know, what he wanted to talk about. But the last time, Jared, the last time we talked about Shannon Sharp was when the substitute makeup lady did wrong by him. We never talked about him brushing his teeth.
Okay. Thank you, Paul, for confusing us. What else do you got, Paul?
All right. So I apologize for that.
It's okay.
I'm listening to you guys on KMBR, which is San Francisco's flagship.
I'm familiar, yes.
It's huge. And, you know, I mean, you need to be a little more sensitive and informed about our area because, like, San Francisco's a big area. It's not downtown. There are neighborhoods everywhere.
Well, Paul, hold on. I got to be honest here. I don't know how much you heard of the show or how much you listen to the show.
I've actually listened every night.
Well, if you listen every night, I don't think you would make a comment about being informed of the area that there's more than downtown. I talk specifically about the areas surrounding the stadium. Where Chase is at, where the baseball stadium is at. I've defended San Francisco. I've told you the region as a whole, the whole Bay, is the most beautiful part of the entire country, if you were to ask me. And so what is your ultimate point?
Well, just like know your audience. And I'm a journalism guy. I'm for you. I like your show. I like what you – I mean, I'm into you. But it's like just – you have a national audience in San Francisco. Try to just be balanced about it.
And No. Be balanced about what?
Look, there's a bias against San Francisco politically in our country, and it's not a big deal to me. But I'm for you. I want you to
Paul. I'm going to leave. I want you to listen. I'm not hanging up on you because I want you to listen.
I will listen.
I don't believe you have listened to this show, because if you were to actually listen to what people have said and called up and said, versus what I have said in defense of the city. And to say it's been overblown and it's not fair, you wouldn't be making the comments that you're making now. And so if you're going to call me and say that I am
I'm trying to help you.
You're not helping me. You have no idea what you're talking about. You said you were going to listen. Stop talking. If you actually listened, I am very conscious of every word that comes out of my mouth. If you actually listened, it's the same way that the first comment you made was about me talking about Shannon Sharpe and brushing teeth, and not a word about that ever came out of my mouth. I think you're misinformed about anything that I've said about San Francisco. I'm very well aware of where I broadcast, the stations that I reach, and where I go, which is all over North America, including the Bay Area and everything in between. And so I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you for calling. What I would say to you is actually pay attention. Thank you, Paul, for calling from San Francisco. Guys calling me, oh, you need to be more balanced in your coverage. Man, I have sat here for days and bigged up San Francisco. This guy's calling me going, oh, you can never please all the people. I know that already. Tony's calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? How you doing, sir?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Man, first of all, I'm an ex-program director. You are good radio.
I know that, thank you. Hey, Shep, where's the clip where the guy says, when I'm not here, we lose customers? Where's that guy?
Give me a second to find it. Hold on.
Hey, man, I'm an ex-PD. I know good radio when I hear it.
Yeah, well,
first
thank
of
you.
All, I do. I know you got you. Sugar Mama alert going down. Maybe I need to move to Atlanta. I don't know.
Nah, you listen, man. I've had some times in Houston, man. Woof. I've had me some time.
I don't even want to know about them, man.
Yeah, they start at like 7 p.m. They don't end until like 5, 6, 7 a.m., okay?
Well, you welcome back anytime. Come and check out 610 Radio.
Oh, the Loop? Oh, I'll be out there with the Loop? Come on, man. You don't know that?
Man, relax, man.
I go up to the station. Man. Yeah. What?
Exactly. But what I want to ask you,
yes.
I like the Texans, but I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh, no.
Who do you think, don't do that, man, who do you think is going to be Belichick's replacement?
I don't know. Wouldn't it be cool if Vrabel left? But he got a quarterback now. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would Vrabel go up to New England and not have a QB?
And he don't have no pressure in Tennessee.
He don't. He's going to have a new stadium. They're going to have a new stadium. It looks like Will Levis is just going to be busting people's ass for a long time. Like, why would he? I get it. It's a glamour job. But you said it. Pressure? Ain't nobody bothering him in Tennessee. If he goes up to New England, his head is going to be on a stake from day one, the first mismatch or first wrong. They're going to give him a hard time. I don't know.
But you know what's happening this weekend, right? They wear the Oilers uniforms this weekend.
So what are you saying?
You know, in Houston, it's a big deal about it in Houston. You know how Houston was
right.
About Love Your Blue.
Right. Yeah, there wasn't there – no, it was actually a college – wasn't there a lawsuit? That was with a college team, wasn't it?
U of H, University of Houston.
Right. And they tried to sue him to tell him, like, cut it out. It's – I'm like, give him a break. It's college.
But the Adams family – own the Oilers, so
right.
That's a different situation.
Right. So, what do you think? There's gonna be a little bit extra of a beef when I tune into the game.
Well, Houston is sentimental about it, but what I can tell you is that, man, every night I'm DJing a club, when I'm on my way home, I listen to your show. I love it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tony.
You're great radio, know, man.
When I come back to Houston, I need to check you out. Hit me up on IG, okay, Tony?
I will do, man.
All right, no doubt, man. You're safe travel.
When you're not on, they lose customers.
Exactly. You hear that, Tony? It's facts.
Salute to you, man.
Peace, brother. Thank you, Tony. Yeah, when you're not on, they lose customers. Hey, John is here from Rochester. Go quick, John. Go quick.
Hey, Jer. Hey, I just congratulate you on your time off. And is Shep going to fill in for you?
That's a good question. Ask him.
John, thank you for the question. I am not, unfortunately. We don't have enough producers at CBS Sports Radio. So I need
what?
To. That's the truth.
What?
That's the truth.
You know
what the hell?
So John, so they need someone to be me in order for me to host them. We don't have that right now. But thank you for inquiring, John, and you're the best, man.
Well, I've got to tell you, because every time I've tried to call your last three shows, I can't get through to you. The lines are, like, busy all night. I can get through to JR every time I call.
Well, that's not true.
Trust me,
everything I know from JR. So thank you.
Well, John just said my show sucks. Damn.
No, he didn't.
John said my show sucks. I've been looking at the phone. John, how long you been on hold tonight?
About an hour.
Okay. My show sucks, though. This guy been on hold for an hour. My show sucks.
I just had to throw that out there, but I didn't hear your Bills take, but you know what? This is a playoff game. Every Bills game's a playoff game, and I think they're going to kick Dallas's ass.
Okay. Well, thanks, John. Hey, Shep, can you play that clip about when I'm not on again?
You're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
You hear that, John?
Well, you know, you got to have yin and yang. You got to have the positive and the negative, right?
Well, which one am I?
You're the positive, man. You are the positive. I just wanted to give Shep his props, man, because he's the best producer in the business. But you're the best host in the business.
So we're like peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
No doubt.
We appreciate you. We're going to send you a sugar mama, okay? How old do you want her?
You know what? Actually, in my age, about 40 is pretty cool with me, man.
Now, sugar mama got to be older. Hey, John, thank you for calling. We got to leave, okay?
All right.
All right, stay warm in Rochester. Hey, Shep, are you going to be on Sunday?
Yes, that is a mainstay. That we do have enough producers for, fortunately.
Well, tell them what time, Shep.
Oh, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, JR, for another great week, my friend. I can't wait to be with you next week, as always.
Yeah, it's promotion. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. No more Fridays, not for this year. Ryan Hickey's coming up next. I like him. And listen to Shep, too. I like both of them. Don't move. Thank you, Shep.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
Felix, the only pet insurance plan just for cats. With plans starting at under $1 per day and as unique as your cat. You'll love them, and you can't imagine living without them. And as each and every one of your fur babies rubs against your leg, go ahead and tell them the exciting news. Felix Cat Insurance offers whisker-to-tail protection. The kind of protection that you both, or should we say all, deserve. Whether you've got an indoor cat, an outdoor cat, or they're a little of both, Felix Cat Insurance has you covered. Our curated cat insurance plans were designed to meet the special needs of your feline family members. Accidents, illnesses, cancer, diabetes, emergency care, alternative therapies, hereditary conditions, exam fees, and much more. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.